Hi, I'm Becky Bliss with some reflections for the new moon and Ring of Fire eclipse, which will be happening in the last few degrees of sidereal Virgo on Saturday, the 14th of September 2023. So this is a new moon or a dark moon, and in the UK this will be happening at 18:55 GMT. So as always, when it's a new moon or a dark moon, there's nothing to see because the sun and the moon are on the same side of the earth. I do have a sign by sign forecast up and coming in part two, which I have written and recorded for the whole zodiac, and I will upload that separately. Just as a reminder, my cosmic reports are calculated using galactic center astrology rather than the sun at the center. So this is not tropical Western astrology. The sidereal system of Vedic astrology is pretty much in alignment with astronomy and shares the same roots as yoga. This is a gift from ancient India, which in my view is timeless and can be relevant across cultures. It's noteworthy that this annual eclipse and new moon occurs the day in between Friday the 13th and Sunday the 15th, which marks the start of the Indian celebration of the nine nights of the goddess, which is known as Navratri. Friday the 13th somehow became distorted into an unlucky date that we have somehow been conditioned to fear, especially in the West. However, it's interesting as to why this might have happened when Friday is the day of Venus, a power day, a day of the divine feminine. Venus, at the time of the eclipse, will be enthroned in the royal seat of Magha Nakshatra. This is an asterism that is sometimes symbolized by a royal throne room and corresponds to the heart of the lion, the star Regulus, further supporting the immensely powerful and feminine forces at the heart of this entire lunation. Every 8 years, the pattern created by the dance of Earth and Venus creates a five-pointed star. And it, as if by magic, when we add 8 and 5 together, we get the number 13. Coincidentally, the number 13 is the approximate number of annual lunar cycles, as well as the average number of menstrual cycles that a woman has per year. 13 multiplied by 28 equals 364 days. The number 13 signifies growth through difficult times, empowerment, and magical transformation. With its strong vibrations, this is without a doubt the number of femininity, of life, of death, and rebirth. The celebration of the nine nights of the goddess reveres the feminine force in all her forms and guises. Navratri is also a spiritual holiday to gift the mind, the body, and soul a much needed rest. This is a time of inner reflection and rejuvenation to bring everything into a more balanced state as we head into the winter. The new moon solar eclipse also coincides with the end of Pitru Paksha, which according to Vedic tradition is an especially potent time to connect to ancestors and delve into our own inner magic and power. The energies of the eclipse portal over the next few weeks are supportive of any spiritual practices, rituals, or ceremonies in a supercharged sort of a way. So back to the eclipse itself. This won't be seen everywhere, although it will be visible across most of America, which is likely a precursor to some earth-shattering and revolutionary shifts. Whilst it's not considered to be auspicious to catch a glimpse of an eclipse, it's not something we need to fear either. We can never predict outcomes when it comes to an eclipse, and there is always a greater, wider vision, just a little bit beyond our current sight line. The eclipse naturally is a dark or a new moon. So usually this is a time where we go inward and we rest for a while and we set fresh intentions and wishes for the next cycle. Some people like to clear their space in a physical way and feed wildlife. This morning we had a wild squirrel up at the window while my daughter was brushing her hair, which was quite exciting. So we're going to have to put some nuts out, I think. So whatever you choose to do at the time of the new moon, we must remember that this is really supercharged because of the eclipse energy, and this will be kind of casting shadows across areas of life that we hadn't before noticed. This is deep stuff and a potent time for the exploration of our spiritual sides and deeper natures. The soul becomes covered, encircled in a ring of fire. Consumed in spiritual flames, what will arise from the ashes? This extraordinary new moon eclipse energy is a good time to demolish and burn through bad habits, to smash through impressions that need shattering, and to be freed from negative patterns that are habitual, inherited, or somehow ingrained into the DNA. This is the time to break the cycle. New moons are symbolic of death and rebirth, a reminder that every cell in the human body is constantly dying and renewing. All of us have the capacity to start over. This new moon solar eclipse, are you open to change and real transformation? This is a time of discovery, the sudden and the unprecedented. Eclipse season will also mark some endings and a much needed shake-up to your world that gets you unstuck for good. According to Vedic astrology, the new moon and ring of fire solar eclipse will happen in Chitra Nakshatra. This asterism is one of 27 divisions of the heavens, made up of a group of stars spanning the Virgo and Libra constellations, the brightest of which includes the star Spica. Chitra is positioned at 23 degrees and 20 arc minutes Virgo through to 6 degrees and 40 arc minutes Libra, according to the sidereal system of astrology, or 17 degrees and 27 arc minutes tropical Libra through to 0 degrees and 47 arc minutes of tropical Scorpio. So the nakshatras stay the same, it's just the coordinates that change depending upon which system of astrology you're interested in. Chitra Nakshatra is ruled by warrior planet Mars. The energy behind this nakshatra brings unexpected flashes of inspiration and the Shakti, the power of transformation. This force is fierce and yet has a tender quality that has the intensity of a tiger. Majesty, independence, strength. This is a feminine force that is keeping her children close. She has her eye on the prize and holds the balance. The stars of Chitra are to do with perceiving the truth through experience and are sometimes symbolized as a bright and multifaceted precious jewel. The ancient deity behind these stars is Vishvakarma, the divine celestial architect. This sun-moon merger held in Chitra is the beginning of the creation of newer and grander designs that better mirrors the heart and soul of humanity in all its facets and dimensions. This could be related to buildings, towns, cities, and physical structures, but it could also be with regards to the facades that we all wear, the features and qualities that we display for the show that we all are one way or another a part of. Layers are being peeled away, and we see new perspectives as what was hidden away, particularly concerning the structure of organizations, is being brought up to the light. This new moon solar eclipse is drawing us all in, and we get to meet shadows that we didn't notice before. According to sidereal astrology, K2, which is the moon's south node, the tail of the sky dragon, is straddling Libra in Chitra Nakshatra throughout the solar eclipse. This is an energy that sees things differently to the norm. This force is hammering, refining, and polishing, all in the name of equality and a level playing field. Reassuringly, there may be ways we haven't yet thought of that will bring forth harmony. It might not seem like it right now. However, this is a force that may well just drive us a little closer to stability and to balance both inside and out. We are being signposted towards renewed technologies and a fresh vision that brings out brand new angles and a shiny fresh take on things. This solar eclipse new moon will transit the second portion of the nakshatra Chitra in sidereal Virgo. Virgo, known as Kanya in Sanskrit, is of the earth, linked to the land and its cultivation. This constellation is sometimes symbolized by a woman in a boat carrying Ayurvedic or medicinal herbs. This sign signifies the holistic, the feminine, a life-giving force that is bringing with her some medicine. She is the cosmic spark of life and divine inspiration. Hada 2 of Chitra marks a slice of the sky that is to do with discipline and is also Virgo ruled. This solar eclipse is the gateway to a correction, something that needs putting right. The alignment of this Ring of Fire new moon eclipse suggests that this will include a modification to the way that matters of public health, medicine, and the welfare and sustenance of humanity is dealt with. The way in which organizations are structured is due for a grand reshuffle. It is super significant that Mercury is in his own sign of Virgo, just 4 degrees from the sun and moon at the time of the eclipse. This medicinal mercurial force is bringing his own cosmically curative ingredients to the mix. His presence indicating an intelligence that is precise, resourceful, and orderly. Mercury in Hasta Nakshatra is suggestive of healing hands, helping and working together in an ordered community effort. This new moon and Ring of Fire eclipse is out of our hands powerful. Anticipate unforeseen shifts and twists. This is a shockingly electrifying force. We need to keep ourselves earthed. We become the joker if we think we can control any of it. Chitra Nakshatra will gift clarity and insight, This is where we see things differently, where we appreciate the beauty and the real and the genuine. What needs to be healed is being pushed to the surface like a splinter. There may be a collective sense of derailment. And so during this whole process of refinement and change, we each need to maintain a certain level of our own discipline, logic, and level-headedness, being guided by the right balance of intuition and information as we play our parts, our unique roles in this grand shake-up. The eclipses are the gateway to a restructure. Nothing will ever be quite the same. Patterns are changing as layer upon layer is peeled away forever, and new facets of truth are unveiled. Chitra Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, brings a warrior spirit to this new moon solar eclipse that is energetically propulsive. Mars, the driver, he is a fighter, but in the sign of the scales, he is fighting for balance. Transiting sidereal Libra, he is all for fair measures and is enforcing equality. This war is about fairness for humanity rather than taking this side or that. The main star of Chitra, Spiker, is the bridge between Virgo and Libra. This is the crossing of worlds. This dark half of the year is the bridge to a new sort of setup altogether. Surprising discoveries are being unearthed. The domain we once felt so familiar with is fading away. Virgo is the inspiration. She's the fresh page. She holds a torch to light up the pathway and not to burn down. The eclipse gateway and this October to November lunation will affect each individual in a unique way. Clumping masses of people together into just one sign is really the tip of the iceberg. We all are multifaceted beings composed of little bits of everything, a shining aspect of a larger jewel. If you would like to know a little bit more how the energies of the eclipse portal might impact elements of your unique life experience, then listen out for your Vedic, that's your sidereal rising and or moon sign, in part two of this recording. If you don't know your rising and moon signs, you are welcome to download a free copy of your birth chart if you don't have one already, via my website. If you have enjoyed my recording, then please give me some support with a follow and a thumbs up. Om Shanti, 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 wishing you peace and an inspired October. Take care for now.